Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from As Votes for Damas.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And tonight, she's out to protect your kids, to keep them from becoming stolen youth, Carol Markowitz. He catches people tripping in Times Square, Justin Awad. And no murders in the building tonight, Selena Gomez on the Spotlight stage. And now, from Times Square, where Mayor Adams admitted no end in sight for his late night boogie, here's that Kevin!
Well, that might in fact actually be true. Although I think what Mayor Adams was saying there was no end in sight to was the solution for the migrants coming to New York. But it's very true. I had the mayor on my show just a couple of weeks ago, and all he could talk about was the nightlife of New York. So we know he likes to boogie. We know he likes to get down. But there are some other things going on, and they're big. They're huge. They're important. And that's why we've got to talk about them. Welcome to the weekend, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. It is very exciting. We've got a huge show for you. Let me just give you a preview. Carol Markowitz is going to be back with us tonight. She hasn't been with us since the night that she and Bethany Mandel came on together to talk about their new book, Stolen Youth. But there's a brand new study that was completed this last week that is now out that if the statistics in it are true, they are devastating, shocking, and you need to stick around, particularly if you're a parent. You're going to care about this in a very significant way. So that's one thing. Then a little bit later on, you know, when we go tripping in Times Square, we love to go tripping in Times Square. The tripping in Times Square guy, his name is Justin Awad. I've been trying to get him on the show forever. He finally agreed in his very busy state of things. He's finally agreed to come on tonight. And I want to ask him all about the lessons he's learning from these folks that he's having conversations with in Times Square. Seems to me to be a very interesting use of his time. But has he learned anything in the process of all that? We'll get into that. Then tonight on the New Music Spotlight stage, friends, you may think of her as an actress. In fact, most people do, because a lot of the new generation doesn't know that she was a music star long before she was an actress. Selena Gomez, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, her new single soon. In hour one, a little bit later on, she'll return to the Spotlight stage with an encore of Some Delight. We'll let her pick. But that coming up tonight as well. So we've got a lot to get to. I'm hoping that you'll stick around for a very, very fun show. Oh, an assignment desk weekend tonight. Forget about it. The stories, I say this all the time, they write themselves. The ludicrousness within what is going on in the world today, it writes itself. So that's top of the next hour. All right, I want to get into something related to what they said in the transition there about the mayor getting his boogie on at night. It is not normally the practice of politicians, and I just as someone who's watched it for a long time and kind of knows a thing or two, it is not the normal mode of politicians to admit that they don't have a solution to a problem. But this week, Eric Adams came out and said, the migrant crisis is worse than I ever believed, and I don't see an end in sight for this. I don't see a solution for this. I can't think of anything. Now, to his credit, he's asked for help from the governor and the state senate and the state house and his own prosecutor in Manhattan. He's asked for help everywhere he can turn. But none of these people are willing to assist him. Now, he's getting upset with Governor Greg Abbott down in Texas, and so is the president. The president's getting really hacked off with Governor Abbott. And if you're watching in Texas tonight or listening, and by the way, hello to Panama City, Florida. We are so excited to be on News Talk 101, the News Talk legendary morning guy there, and the great lineup, and we're just privileged to be part of that station now. Thank you, Panama City. Thank you, the whole shore of South Florida there, or the southern shore of Florida. It's the Panhandle area, but it's as far south as it goes where they are. Anyway, glad to be with them tonight. Okay, so the president said this week to Governor Abbott of Texas, if you don't stop sending buses, and you can kind of hear Crazy Uncle Joe, like, say, like, get off my lawn, pointing his craggy finger at somebody. If you don't stop sending those buses, we're gonna start a new policy. We're gonna force migrants to stay in Texas. And Governor Abbott said, okay, do what you want. We've already done this in court. You'll lose again. See you there. It just, you know, hat tip. See you off to court. There he goes. Now, the president is getting pressure from Adams, from California, from other sanctuary cities, Washington, D.C. He's getting pressure from these places because they have too many migrants to deal with. And the problem with that is that if they didn't have a policy on the record as saying we're going to welcome every migrant that walks through our door, then they wouldn't be in trouble. But because that's what they campaigned on, because that's what they promised they would do, Now they're made to look like hypocrites because they're either making their base mad, which wants all migrants to come in and be given amnesty and citizenship and start voting right away, or the other side that will use it against them and say, no, you broke your promise, you didn't do what you said you would do, etc. They're in a no-win situation. So that's why Mayor Adams is like, I don't see a solution. President Biden, you got to do something about it. And they're also trying to do this. They're also trying to say that Texas is a bad place because it's sending migrants to them. Now, let's go back to the genesis of how this all started. We didn't have these massive influx of migrants 3 years ago because the border was closed, the border wall was being built, and the policy on allowing migrants into the U.S. was humane and legal. It is no longer humane, and it is not legal. What they have been doing for the last 3 years. So now, the challenge is this. How do you deal with all of these people that keep coming? Well, Texas has a law that says it's not going to be a sanctuary for people that come illegally. If it's up to Texas, they're going to turn everyone back to Mexico because they're going to say, unless you have your papers, unless you've gone through the process, you're not allowed to come in. We're not going to have you come in because you didn't go through the process. Now, I can hear some of the people on the left right now just heads exploding. How dare they? How dare they? But Greg Abbott says, well, okay, so there's people in other parts of the country that disagree with us. How about if we just send them, the migrants? California is a sanctuary state. They made the whole state a sanctuary. New York City, sanctuary city. Proud of it. Loud. Gonna say it out loud. Washington, D.C., same thing. We're gonna take migrants no matter who they are. Okay, fine, Governor Abbott says. We'll send you as many migrants as you can handle, and more, because we don't have the policy. Now, friends, if you live in New York City or Washington, D.C. or the state of California tonight, and you're frustrated about this, you know what you need to do? You need to write new laws, elect different people, and have different policies. You ninnies keep putting the same people in charge, and then they do this stuff. And now your cities are overflowing. Now your streets are crowded. Now you have higher crime rates. Now you have problems near local public schools. Stop electing the morons. Start putting people in office that actually listen to you and write laws that respect you. Until then, get used to having shipments coming your way, because it's not their laws, it's your laws that allow it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. A huge show straight ahead. Don't turn that dial.
I'm Senator Joe Biden from Delaware, and I'm here with President Harris to tell
you... What? Joe, do I look like a cackling hyena? Let's start over. Hi, I'm 45. Soon to be 47, too. Your favorite president.
And we're here to congratulate... Wait, who are we congratulating?
Joe, we've been over this. We're here to congratulate a great radio station on picking up That Kevin Show Saturday nights at 9 o'clock.
I'd rather fall off my bike at Brandon Falls than tell people about That Kevin Show.
You know that's not a real place, right? They named it after you because you felt... Now, never mind.
Wait, what?
Anyway, congrats to News Talk 101 FM in Panama City, Florida.
That's WYOO-FM. Wait, Florida, but you beat me in Florida.
Like a drum, baby. Like a drum.
Well, that's not very nice.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From New York, it's That Kevin Show.
I knew it.
Come on, Kev. What's a few classified documents between friends?
I told you all the time. I knew it. I knew he had some, too.
Here he is. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is no stranger to my radio audience, and she has appeared once before on this program, only she appeared with her co-author at the time, the co-author of her latest book called Stolen Youth. She's a New York Post columnist and one of the most important voices I think that America has today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Carol Markowitz.
Thanks for having me.
It's so good to have you back. You've been busy. You've been out selling your book, and it's gone really well. I mean, I see you popping up everywhere. But when you were writing it, did you think that the issues that are making headlines this far after its release would still be as prominent as they are? We're going to talk about one very specifically coming up, but all of the issues that you guys covered in this book, it was like you were writing it before it actually needed to be written.
But it's a really interesting question because, you know, some part of us definitely was concerned that, oh, maybe these issues will play themselves out. You know, we wrote it sort of during the height of the pandemic. There was a paper shortage at the time. Our release date was pushed back. We definitely had issues. And so we kept thinking, like, is this still going to be relevant when it hits? And I think it couldn't have come at a better time. I think that it came out in March, and like the last 6 months have really seen an explosion of the conversations that we're having in the book. And I think I know where you're going, but I'll let you ask the question. But I think that a lot of the topics that we cover have become front and center more than ever.
Yeah. Well, and the reason that I bring that up is that you had told me about the book before and while you were writing it, and I was kind of thinking, particularly as it pertained to the epidemic, it's the pandemic itself, that some of that probably would play itself out. But even on those issues, Carol, you still have, as recently as 2 weeks ago, people in the government floating ideas of mandates and lockdowns and masks again. And this, after we've basically gone through our temper tantrum after it was all over and said, never again.
Right. You're absolutely right, because when we were writing that COVID chapter, it didn't fit with the other chapters. The other chapters sort of had solutions or strategies for families to deal with the issues that we were discussing. The COVID chapter was a little bit backwards looking, but we felt like a lot of the problems that are happening in American society really did have their roots, at least maybe they didn't start during the COVID pandemic, but they definitely were exposed during that time. So parents got to see, for example, what their kids were learning at school over their shoulder while they worked in the dining room. And that kind of thing, we felt like we had to start with COVID because it definitely launched some of the things, some of the themes in the book. I think wokeness really exploded during COVID, during that 2020 George Floyd summer, you know, where everyone on my block in Park Slope, Brooklyn, put up a defund police sign, of their $4 million brownstones. So a lot of it did start there, but then a lot of it was just exposed. It turned out that our schools were run by, you know, crazy people. And I think that we didn't really know that before. I think that that was something that we only really learned during that time.
Well, it's interesting because in 2022, everybody complained about the red wave not exhibiting itself, and certainly in the Senate race, the Republicans didn't take that House back, but they did win the House back. They did okay in some other contests across the country, but where they really, really did well was on school board elections across the country. 50 of the biggest, most important school districts swapped out crazies for everyday moms and dads that actually cared about things. And I'm just curious, Carol, as we're approaching the next election cycle, do you see these moms and dads, but a lot of the groups are organized for moms, do you see these groups gaining momentum going into 2024, maintaining what they have now, or have they lessened at all?
I think those groups are doing fantastic, and you can tell because the groups on the left are attacking them with such vile language.
Oh, it's fury. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Moms for Liberty or Parents Defending Education, a group in which I'm on their board, which I think they're doing fantastic work. Both groups are, I think, so effective that you have the Southern Poverty Law Center having to turn them into white supremacy groups. And I think that's a joke. It's an actual joke. And I think that, you know, one thing is, you know, you mentioned the midterms. One thing is that a lot of the candidates that lost did not run on issues like this. They did not run on having school choice or on fighting for our public schools, you know, two things that I think need to go hand in hand. And a lot of them didn't run on holding accountability for the COVID time and saying, like, who was responsible for the school closures? Like, why? Why did that happen for so long in America? So I think a lot of the campaigns that we saw go down did not touch on these issues that are continue to be so important. I think the groups that you mentioned are more effective than ever, and they're fighting some really important battles. I think the porn and school libraries battle is one that maybe we wouldn't have even known about if it wasn't for groups like these.
How many times is it going to take a parent reading from a book that's in their own library, getting kicked out of the school board meeting for being inappropriate before parents wake up and go, wait a minute, they're force feeding this to our kids?
That's right. You know, earlier this week, I posted a spreadsheet from a Greenwich, Connecticut mom who went through all the books in her child's school library and went through what her objections were. So it wasn't like, oh, she wants to ban, you know, Alice Walker. It wasn't like, oh, she just wants to ban this book. She was like, here are the chapters that I hear, the specific words or images that I don't think are appropriate for children. And so it forces the left, if they had any accountability, if anybody held them accountable, to say, well, I'm okay with this. I'm okay with this, you know, pornographic book, or maybe just I'm okay with this chapter on a very graphic rape that exists in a lot of books. A lot of books featured in that chart. But that's what parents need to do. They need to put the left on their defensive and say, look, here's what we object to. Which of this do you find okay?
Yeah. Well, it's the book is fantastic. Stolen Youth is the name of it. Bethany Mandel is the co-writer for the book. And Carol, of course, Carol and Bethany are both longtime contributors to my radio work and have been writing about things concerning their children for many, many years. And in some ways, Carol, you alluded to this earlier, but I just want to really emphasize it. These were issues that were already becoming problematic before COVID.
Right.
And had parents been as awake as they became during COVID, they probably would have addressed them earlier.
Yeah, and look, I'm a very politically active person. I'm very involved in my children's life. But, you know, had you told me before COVID, hey, there's a bunch of pornographic books in your kid's school library, I would have said, what? That's crazy, Kevin. Why would anybody do that? And so I think that something like that, for example, was exposed. And I would have never thought that. Another thing is, as we mentioned in the book, the teachers' colleges have been completely ideologically captured. They're using Marxist textbooks to teach the teachers. So we have a situation where if you feel confident, I live in a red state, I live in Florida, as you know, if you feel confident that, oh, I live in a red state, this doesn't bother me, which, by the way, is an idea that I came across a lot during this book tour, like, oh, this is not part of my problem. I live in a red state. I live in a red town. This is all coming for you because the teachers' colleges, then the teachers go throughout the country and teach the kids all over the place. And I have lots of examples of red enclaves having these problems. COVID made me see a lot of things clearer and made me look at, you know, conspiracy theories maybe a little bit differently.
Well, there's no doubt that you're getting the word out now. Again, Stolen Youth is the book. We're coming right back from Times Square with Carol Markowitz. Stay with us.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Egypt, Israel, and the United States have agreed to allow U.S. citizens to leave Gaza through the Rafah border crossing. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have already fled after being given 24 hours notice to leave. Minimum wage for healthcare workers in California will increase to $25 per hour over the next decade as Governor Gavin Newsom signed a new law yesterday. The new law is the second minimum wage increase that the governor has signed in the past month after raising the pay for fast food workers to $20 per hour. Excitement was felt far and wide ride as a rare moment on the sun dazzled spectators today.
From Oregon to Texas, some drove hours to see Saturday's Ring of Fire solar eclipse.
We just finished like a 7.5 hour drive all the way from Sierra Vista, Arizona.
In an annular eclipse, the sun is not entirely blocked. It won't happen again until 2046. Plans are already in the works for the next total solar eclipse next April. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Skip Kelly, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We're back. So glad to have Carol Markowitz back on That Kevin Show, and I hope that you're with us every week at the same time. With hour two tonight, we have got a stitch. I don't know if you followed Justin Awad, is his name, on Instagram. If you're watching tonight, if you've been watching our Times Square trip-in segments, he's the kid that does all of these. What is he learning from just interviewing everyday people in Times Square? We're going to have some fun with him in hour two. But we continue with Carol Markowitz. Stolen Youth is the book. She co-wrote it with Bethany Mandel, two of my favorite people on planet Earth. And Carol, this week there was a story that was published that indicated that last year of the 48,000 gender transition surgeries that were done in the country, nearly 4,000 of them were done on children.
Yeah.
These are, and I mean young people, not you know, just barely legal,
right.
But we're talking about kids prepubescent to teenage years that had surgeries done. I don't know of an area of your book that was more important in terms of addressing some of the issues that we are facing. But when it comes to parents' rights, when it comes to what school districts have tried to do, and California and Washington State and in Michigan criminalizing basically parents knowing if the school district is going to try to transition your child and not tell you. We are starting to get a couple of court cases that have kind of pushed back on this, but there's a long way to go on this because the Biden administration has not backed off, and they were really the ones that kind of instigated all of this. Mm-hmm. But on this specific issue, one tenth of all of the surgeries being done on children, what does that say to you? How do you react to that?
It's really an epidemic of this kind of thing. And I have to tell you that that chapter in our book really made that book difficult to publish, even among conservative publishers. Again, in 2023, it might be a given that this is a topic that conservatives talk about. But when we were pitching this book in like 2021, Amazon was pulling books like Ryan Anderson's, you know, When Harry Became Sally book off of their shelves. They were no longer selling it. They were threatening to pull Abigail Schreier's book. She had the seminal book on this kind of thing, and the publishers were worried. And so Bethany and I really found pushback. We had publishers tell us, like, we were interested in this book, but maybe cutting this chapter, and we wouldn't do that. So it was a challenging thing for us to have to fight this battle, even on the right. But right is right, and the right thing to do is to speak out about what is being done to children. And I don't think that should be a difficult call for anybody. The idea that 10% of these surgeries are happening to minors is sickening. And look, I have three kids. I know the phases that they go through. I had a son who was Batman 1 year and Kylo Ren the next year. And if you called him anything else, he'd start crying. Like, I remember this. I remember that, you know, the shift in personalities. I'm Batman. I'm Kylo Ren. And it's like, you know, he's 3 years old and doesn't know what he wants. So I didn't get him any permanent Batman surgery because that's not what parents do. And I feel for the parents that have kids going through issues that are kept in the dark and their schools keep secrets from the parents. That should never be the case. And, in places like Florida and places like Iowa and other places, they're making sure that that doesn't happen. And I think that's the right, path forward.
There's also a degree of malfeasance in the entire mental health field on this issue.
Yeah.
Because we used to just say if a child had issues of some sort, you would try to work on those issues as they presented themselves with the symptoms that they had, and you would deal with the dysfunction as it appeared on the basis of what the substance was. In many of these cases, the idea that a child who's struggling with mental health goes and talks to a counselor, convinces the parents that they need to pursue this entire life change.
Right.
It's like the left, and this is all a creation of the left, but it's like they don't like children. They want to abort them. They want to change them. They want to turn them against their parents. They want to do everything they can to use them as some sort of pawn for their agenda, but it's never invested in finding what's best for the kid.
I mean, you just really summed up the crux of our book. And they do it through forced conformity, which is a big part of it. So if you go to a psychologist, they only have one prescription for your gender-confused child. There is no other option. It's only one way.
And here's an idea. Why not help them be comfortable with the gender of the biological sex that they are instead of trying to force them to become comfortable with the opposite one?
Well, it's so funny. It butts up against the other liberal idea of body positivity. No matter what size you are,
right,
you're perfect. And so you're perfect no matter what size you are, but you're not perfect in the body you were born in. Which is it?
Well, she's Carol Markowitz. The book is Stolen Youth. Carol, come back and see us again soon. Thank you
Kevin,
for being with us.
So nice to see you.
You too. Coming right back, live from Times Square. Don't go away.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets.
tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Now, back to that Kevin show. Kevin McCullough.
Very good to have you with us on the weekend. Thank you for spending it with us. And again, a big thanks to those of you listening in the Panama City, Florida region, the entire coast there. And it's a crazy good signal. Love our new friends there and your legendary morning man and the entire team. But News Talk 101 right there in Panama City. Great, great friends. And so honored to be part of the lineup there now. Thank you for joining us. We've got a lot to get to, and I'm going to want you to be here every weekend because we're going to go behind the scenes on the presidential campaign. Decision 24 is going to be the most important presidential election of our lifetime. There's never been more at stake in terms of what the candidates need to be saying and what they need to be about. And we're seeing that play out in the headlines already. You know, what is happening, what isn't happening, and how, you know, overtly political the Justice Department has become, et cetera. So there's a lot that we're going to be delving into. But we're also going to have some moments of giggles, and I hope that you'll join us, because we love having fun. And in the next hour, we're going to have Justin Awad with us, who is, if you're familiar with our Times Square trip-in segments, he is the brainchild behind that. And what he's learning from talking to people about current events, history, math, any number of things that he's picking up on. I hope that you'll join us next hour, but join us all throughout the fall as well. It's just going to be a ton of fun. Now, something else that I think is going to be really fun, and you're probably going to kick yourself if you miss the opportunity on this. Tonight, I want you to write down this website, thatkevintour.com. Thatkevintour.com. What is the tour that Kevin is going to go on? We're inviting you to join us. Now, I've only got just under 36 seats left on this opportunity. And this is expected to sell out, and then there's going to be a waiting list for people that want to go but they can't. My travel partner, Go Colette, they have already booked thousands of seats on trips similar to this for this coming year, because it is the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Europe via the D-Day invasion at Normandy. And that's significant, as you know, because had we not been successful there, most of Europe would still be speaking German today, and that's not an exaggeration. But here's the kind of interesting thing about this. In the moments leading up to D-Day, the invasion, the liberation was anything but sure. Eisenhower had doubts. Churchill had doubts. There were questions about the plans. The weather wasn't cooperating. They stopped and started. There were so many different factors that could have gone worse, and they did not go very well as it were. We had hoped to have paratroopers drop in and take out the guns at the tops of the cliffs before the troops started arriving, but that didn't happen, and we had a big loss of life. But let me tell you what's going to happen next year. In the month of June 28th through July 8th, I think, something like that, we have got a private group that is going to retrace the steps of those heroes. So we will start actually in London, looking at Churchill and Eisenhower's final hours, what they were concerned about, what their plans were, etc. We'll go to Portsmouth, UK, and we will spend a night there, kind of understanding what the conditions were before the launch was done. The next morning, we will take a ferry across the channel, the same kind of path that the heroes took. And then when we get to Normandy, obviously we won't be under gunfire, but we will see the massive challenge that it was to go into these cliffs, which are almost straight up in some parts, and to try to overwhelm that beach and to take down the forces of evil. But in addition to that, then for the next couple of days, we're going to spend time in the French countryside there around Normandy, and we'll visit most of the memorials. But on July 4th, and this is going to be very special, on July 4th, we will commemorate our American heroes at the American burial ground, where thousands of young boys from the States have found their final resting place. And we will, on July 4th, Americans' Independence Day, celebrate and give thanks for the freedoms that we have at the American Memorial there in Normandy, France. It's going to be a beautiful opportunity, and I would love for you to go with us and to experience it for yourself. Then, after a couple of days there, we head on down to Paris, where we will experience what the liberation of the City of Light was all about. And then before we return back to the States, we're going to end the entire time together with a wonderful dinner cruise through the heart of Paris on the Seine River, gourmet food, white tablecloth, white glove treatment. It's going to be beautiful. And this can all be yours. You can do this with us and celebrate the 80th
anniversary of the liberation of Europe next year over the time that will be so special. So would you please go to that website, thatkevintour.com, thatkevintour.com. And if you would like to call for more information, here's the number to do that with, 800-581-8942, 800-581-8942, 800-581-8942, and ask about securing your seat. You don't have to pay the full amount up front. They have payment plans. But if you put some down, you'll be able to hold your seat. But you're going to want to do that because these are going to go fast. And we do not want to leave you behind if you're desiring to be with us. 1-800-581-8942 is the number. 800-581-8942, 800-581-8942, or go to thatkevintour.com. You can actually see the agenda and all the places we're going to visit. If you go to thatkevintour.com, it'll take you directly to an itinerary for the trip. It's just going to be one of the most beautiful things you'll ever participate in, and I'm really hoping that you will spend the time with us. 800-581-8942, 800-581-8942, or thatkevintour.com, thatkevintour.com for all the information, and you can even leave your deposit through the website, I believe, as well. It makes it easier that way. In all regards. 800-581-8942, 800-581-8942. Only 32 seats left. We've already had about 12 spoken for. ThatKevinTour.com. Coming right back.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's that Kevin Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time on the New Music Spotlight stage on her own, welcome Selena Gomez.
See, never worry about boyfriends at
should I do it on the phone? Should I leave a little note in the pocket of his coat? Yeah, maybe I'll just disappear. I don't wanna see it here, and the weekend's almost here. I'm picking out this dress, trying on these shoes, 'cause I'll be there soon. I'll be there soon. I know he'll be a mess when I break the news, but I'll be there soon. I'll be there soon. I'ma take who I wanna, be late if I wanna. I'ma do what I wanna do. I'm taking out this dress, trying on these shoes, 'cause I'll be there soon. I'll be there soon. I know I'm a little tight, but I'm worth a try. I'm not give a reason why. Oh well. We both had a lot of fun, trying to find another one. Blame it on feeling young. I'm picking out this dress, trying on these shoes, 'cause I'll be there soon. I'll be there soon. I know he'll be a mess when I break the news, but I'll be there soon. I'll be there soon. I'ma take what I want, really if I want. I'ma do what I want to. I'm taking out this dress, trying on these shoes, 'cause I'll be there soon. I'll be there soon.
Next. Kind of the ultimate question, isn't it? She's more famous now for her acting than she is for her music, which is kind of crazy to believe because she made such a big impression when she hit the stage to stardom years ago as a singer. Of course, she dated Mr. Bieber and had all those legendary battles with his now wife. But Selena Gomez, our guest tonight on the Music Spotlight stage.
Hey, get the soundtrack. Search hashtag New Music Spotlight on Spotify or Apple Music.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.